And in Joe Biden, we have a president who is probably one of the boldest and strongest American presidents we have had in his response to the needs of the American people. And
just heard from Queen Cackle herself, Kamala Harris, describing the best American president, the boldest American president, as if we've had any other president other than an American president. But he's the strongest and the boldest in his response to America's needs. I'll let you be the judge of that. I wanted to play that for you because we're going to talk about the response of this president and how he is responding to the American citizens' needs, or not responding. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I am your host, and I am wearing the tinfoil hat. We're going to go a little bit further. This will not be the subject of the show, but I did want to play this for you to just give you an idea of the ineptness and the absolute denial of this administration of anything that the American people want. Kamala Harris, again, was asked, why are President Biden's approval rating, why is his approval rating so low? This is the response that we received. Listen to this. It is clip two there. Clip two. Listen to this.
Why do you think the president has such low popularity, favorable ratings, and you have even less favorable ratings? Why do you think that is?
I will tell you what I see when I'm out on the road. I see people thanking the president.
It's not translating.
Thanking our administration.
Yeah, that's absolute BS.
I think that what we have to do is focus on what is actually strengthening America and the American people and American families. And when I talk with American families about what they want and what they care about, things like bringing down the cost of health care, bringing down unemployment, doing the work of strengthening and growing America's workforce, including American manufacturing. That's what the American people want.
And that is the whole problem with this administration. They are so out of touch. That is not what America wants. Would it be nice? Yes. But we don't want to pay $8 for a dozen eggs. We don't want to pay $3.50, $4.50 for a gallon of gas. We want to be able to survive. We don't want to see our paycheck go less and less every week. We want to feel safe. We don't want Chinese balloons traversing over our country for 3 days before we decide to do anything. We want a response. We want something to happen in New Palestine. This administration is so far out of touch. It is beyond belief. That, Queen Cackle, that is why Joe Biden and your approval ratings are in the dumps. You are going to have your diehard Democrats that no matter what Joe Biden and Kamala Harris do, they could drop a nuclear warhead on New York City and they're going to applaud it. You will have those people. They're blind. They are just absolutely blinded by the fact that this administration is inept, they're feckless, and it has no business being in power. But this is what we have. We have to deal with it. So this is why I do this show. I want to bring this to your attention so you can bring it to your friends' attention. So people who actually voted for this guy and like his policies and like what's happening in this country can wake up and see that this is destroying America as we know it. Now, some people would say that's a good thing. And those people need to leave the country. Go to North Korea. Go to Iran. Go to Russia. You will see oppression. You will see what it's like to be under the rule of a communist fascist regime. Contrary to what the media and the Democrat Party will tell you, Donald Trump is not the fascist. The Democrat Party, they are the fascists. All right, so that was my little intro just to say, hey, I'm tired of the ineptness. I'm tired of the lies of this administration. It bothers me that you have Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Karine Jean-Pierre. Just, they have no problem lying to the American people. It's second nature to them. It's just what they do. I'm tired of it. It's time we start realizing that they're lying to us and hold them accountable for it, because nobody's holding anybody accountable in the Democrat Party. And on that note, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we will begin the show by talking about the news story that should be 24-hour news cycle. It should be the only thing everybody's talking about. We're talking about the train derailment in New Palestine, Ohio. This is horrific. This is an environmental disaster, and it's perpetuated by our government. We're being lied to. I'll discuss the facts with you. So sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back.
Wake up and I still see your face. Sometimes this life's an endless race. Pack up and move to another day. Was it so hard just to feel?
If you love the paranormal, you are in for a treat. The Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention is now 2 days at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Get ready for 2 days filled with the paranormal. Saturday, November 4th and Sunday, November 5th, 2023, we have the world of the paranormal coming to life here in Mid-Michigan for the 6th annual Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention. The convention will feature 2 days filled with spooktacular speakers, presenters, demonstrators, authors, artists, paranormal celebrities, and so much more. Learn about ghosts and all things paranormal, including Bigfoot, haunted objects, aliens, cryptids, demonology, ufology, Ouija boards, spirituality, psychic readings, intuition, witchcraft, tarot, mediums, Michigan lore and haunted history, private seances, gallery readings, oddities, all-day speakers, demonstrations and presentations, prizes and giveaways, and so much more. The weekend pass is only $100. The day pass is only $55. Add-on special events are only $25. And the Haunted Halls and Magical Marketplace is only $5. Again, November 4th and November 5th, 2023, at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, the Mid-Michigan Paranormal Convention. Be there and tell them the Paranormal Patriot sent you.
I left him in the summer, but I think I was wrong, cause I wondered all winter if we had fixed it in the fall, if we could ever be more flowers in the spring. Wish I could take it back. Think I said something I don't mean. Cause seasons change and I miss you so.
Okay, so New Palestine, Ohio. Everybody that's listening to the show, I'm sure, knows about what is going on there. But there's a lot more underneath what you're seeing and what you're hearing that needs to be talked about. The first question is, where was the coverage when this first started? All you heard about was UFOs and Chinese spy balloons and the fact that we shot down 3 unidentified flying objects. Was that a diversion to take away from the environmental disaster that is New Palestine, Ohio? And let me tell you, what you are hearing from the officials, from the EPA, and from our government, well, our government, you're not hearing anything from. They're washing their hands of this. They don't want anything to do with it. And remember, this is the strongest, boldest president we've ever had. Oh, I'm sorry. Strongest, boldest American president we've ever had in terms of knowing what the American people want. Keep that in mind during this whole episode. But let's backtrack a little. Let's jump back to February 3rd, 2023, just outside New Palestine, Ohio, right at the Ohio-Pennsylvania border. A large train has derailed. And on that train, well, let me back up. New Palestine is about an hour north of Pittsburgh. It's about halfway to Cleveland. The train that derailed was a long, large train. Five of the cars that derailed right at the New Palestine area, they contained vinyl chloride. Now, vinyl chloride is used for making PVC, but where the confusion comes in, and I don't know if the media is complicit in this or if they're just stupid, but the problem is the media is confusing vinyl chloride with polyvinyl chloride. There's two extreme differences in there. Now, some may say that the media was just misinformed or they misspoke. But let's look at the track record of the media. I mean, they have been lying left and right to support the Democrat Party. And the Democrat Party right now is trying to put a blanket over this. They don't want this info getting out. So in my opinion, this is a deceitful tactic that was purposely perpetuated by the media to say, no, it's not vinyl chloride, it's polyvinyl chloride. There's nothing going on here. Well, here's the problem. Polyvinyl chloride is a plastic. It's a plastic that's extremely commonly used in everything that we make plastics out of. It's harmless to us. But vinyl chloride, which is actually what was in those five tankers, vinyl chloride boils at 8 degrees Fahrenheit. So when they ship this vinyl chloride, they have to ship it in a liquid form. Now, when this train derailed, it wasn't leaking liquid. It hit temperatures above 8 degrees Fahrenheit, so therefore it was spewing boiling toxic gas. Vinyl chloride is extremely toxic and very flammable. Back in World War I, they used vinyl chloride to clear the trenches of the enemy. It's akin to mustard gas, which has been outlawed by the Geneva Conventions, but the EPA, in its infinite wisdom, decided to just release vinyl chloride to the atmosphere. But it gets worse. That's because the OSHA permissible limit of how much you can be exposed to vinyl chloride during an 8-hour interval is one part per million. These five train cars that derailed, they can hold up to 33,000 gallons of this liquid. That's 33,000 times 5. That's 165,000 gallons of liquid that was being released as some of it may have gone out a little bit as a liquid, but most of it came out as a gas, a toxic gas. Then the EPA stepped in and said, oh, we got to get rid of this chemical. How are we going to do it? Keep in mind, this chemical boils and turns into a gas at 8 degrees Fahrenheit. In the EPA's infinite wisdom, what did they decide to do? They decided to ignite the chemical. Remember, it's extremely flammable. So they ignited the remaining liquid in gases to try and burn it off. Well, here's the problem. One of the byproducts of vinyl chloride, when you ignite it, is hydrogen chloride. Hydrogen chloride is unstable and latches onto water. Now, water, that could be rivers, it could be streams, it could be lake, or it could be the water vapor in the atmosphere. When it binds to water, and I want you to hear this, when hydrogen chloride binds to water, it turns into hydrochloric acid. So, before we move forward, I just want to reiterate, the EPA stepped in and said, we need to burn this chemical off. So they burned it off. When they burn it off, it turns into hydrogen chloride. When hydrogen chloride comes in contact with water, lakes, streams, rivers, water vapor in the atmosphere, what happens? it becomes hydrochloric acid, which is detrimental to the human body, to any biological entity. It is horrific. So they released this, and citizens, they evacuated, the government and the EPA evacuated a one-mile radius around New Palestine. And as you go on social media, and the news isn't going to show this, but you have to find, and I am very, very skeptical of social media most of the times, but the one good thing about social media is you can, until they take it down, you can get the real news. There were people 30, 40, 100 miles away filming what looked like storm clouds over them. They weren't storm clouds. They were toxic gas clouds. The EPA said, no, we just need to evacuate a mile radius. Okay, yes, they were going to be the most influenced by what was being expelled. The problem is, what happens when gases and smoke go up in the air? A three-year-old can tell you that the wind is going to pick it up and move it to the east, to the prevailing winds. So it's going to move, and it's moving. I've heard accounts 200 miles away, they're smelling chlorine. They're getting sick. And there's no talk about that from the media. In contrast, the governors of Ohio and Pennsylvania, as well as Norfolk Southern officials, they've stated that the burning off of this chemical, they say it's been a raging success. Although they refuse to acknowledge the fact that there are now hundreds of thousands of pounds of acid in the air and the water. And you didn't hear that right away because the media didn't cover it. The media started covering it, and it started at the local media. And then it had to be picked up because people were starting to post on social media, all these media accounts. So the mainstream media had to pick up this story. But fish, frogs, birds, squirrels, pets, they were either dead, dying, or extremely sick. In the rivers of around New Palestine, there were thousands of fish that were belly up on the shore. They were just floating in the river. In Ohio, officials had the audacity to say, listen, don't worry about it, it's just fish. Well, here's the thing. The fish are the most prone to an environmental disaster. So if you see, after an environmental disaster or something to this effect, if you see thousands of fish dead in the river and on the shores, that is the first sign that there's a big issue. But the squirrels, there's frogs dead all over. There's foxes, people's pets, their chickens. Chickens are dying left and right. People's pets are coming up dead. I watched a news account of a guy holding his dead dog, telling me he was gasping for air, he was struggling, and he just died in my arms. And they must have just came up to him because he was still holding his dead dog. The issue is, none of this happened prior to the igniting of the chemicals. None of this happened prior to the train derailment. So for the officials to tell us that nothing's wrong, that everything's fine, is an outright lie. And people are getting pissed. There was a town hall meeting that literally the whole town and then some came to, but Norfolk Southern reps did not attend, citing threats of physical violence. Yeah, I bet you got threats of physical violence because you're destroying people's lives and you're covering it up. And to add insult to injury, state officials did tests on the water. And listen, this is water that frogs, fish are dying by the thousands in. They tested the water and had the audacity to tell the residents, it's safe, go back home. I listened to a news account from a guy who a week later sent his kids back to school. First off, why is anybody back in that town? Secondly, why are schools open? People are still complaining they can smell chlorine. People are getting horrific headaches. People are breaking out in hives. This is not normal. But yet the EPA, in the government, Biden administration is going to tell everybody it's fine. Go back. Live your life. It's not okay. These are forever chemicals. They're not going to leave the soil. How many people who have wells that give them water, how many people are being poisoned right now? You can't tell me that this isn't affecting people left and right. Yet the administration is telling you everything's fine. To the point, this, and again, Kamala Harris said this is the strongest, boldest American president in terms of giving the people what they want, knowing what the American people want. They turned down disaster relief for the residents of Ohio and New Palestine. Turned it down. Said, nope, we're not giving them anything. We'll give Ukraine $100 billion in an innumerable amount of money worth of military goods, but we won't help our own. This is the strongest, boldest American president who is there for the American people. Is he really there? Is he really there? Who is running the show in the Biden administration? This is not a good look. The head of the EPA just visited New Palestine, Ohio, 2 weeks after the disaster. And Pete Buttigieg, the transportation secretary, he came out and said, yeah, we're not going to give them any money. There's no relief disaster fund going to them. This is what he said. Listen to this. This is clip three, bite three.
Horrible situation has gotten a particularly high amount of attention. There are roughly 1,000 cases a year of a train derailing.
So according to Pete Buttigieg, the reason that they do not qualify for any disaster relief is because there's 1,000 or so train derailments a year. How many of them are putting hydrochloric acid into the atmosphere, into the water, sickening the fish, killing the fish, killing the frogs, killing pets, sickening the population? Does that not qualify? And let's be honest, Pete Buttigieg is not in touch. He's out of touch with what is going on, and I'm going to piss a lot of people off. But if you're gay, if you're bi, if you're trans, this is not a direct attack against you, but it's honestly the truth. The only reason Pete Buttigieg got the position of transportation secretary is because he's gay. Listen, this is how the Biden administration works. This is how we got the first black woman Supreme Court justice on the Supreme Court, because they didn't look at anybody else. They are just looking at skin color. They're looking at your gender, which, I mean, they make it a big point that she's a woman, but, I mean, the Democrats don't care anymore if you're a woman or a man. You might be a Z, she, he's the whatever, right? It only benefits them when it benefits them. This is how they work. They don't look at qualifications. They look at your identity. How do you identify? Pete Buttigieg, he is identified, and he's a gay man, which is fine. I don't care. But you were not qualified to be transportation secretary. You are more qualified to be, I don't even know if you were qualified to be a mayor of South Bend, Indiana. Did you get that job just because you were gay? I hate to use that, I hate to put that out there, but we need to ask ourselves this in this day and age, because everything is so gay, bi, trans, positive, that it doesn't matter if you're qualified. You could be the highest qualified individual, but if you're going up against a gay man or a gay woman, that gay woman or gay man will get that job, so it looks better to that company. Pete Buttigieg got this job because he's gay. There's no other reason he got that job. Trust me, because the Biden administration said we need to have diversity in our cabinet. It doesn't matter if you're qualified. Well, it does matter. It absolutely 150% matters if you're qualified, because if you're not qualified, this is what happens. Do you think for 1 minute that the residents of New Palestine and the surrounding area care if Pete Buttigieg is gay? No. They want to be compensated. They need help. And the Biden administration and Pete Buttigieg are saying, no, there's 1,000 train derailments a year. Why would this be any different? Because it's killing things. This is a direct response. The actions of the EPA what you're seeing is a direct response of the actions of the EPA. Fish are dying by the thousands. Aquatic life are dying left and right. Indigenous wildlife is dying. Pets are getting sick and dying. Humans are getting sick. How soon before we see residents of New Palestine and the surrounding area? How soon before we see they die? And then when does it become an emergency? No, we're more concerned about Ukraine. We're going to give them $100 billion for our own people. This is the Biden administration's response. We'll give Ukraine anything they want. But when our people are in need, we don't. Listen, this happens all the time. We're not going to help you out. That was their response. Why does that not piss people off? It pisses me off. These people need help. And we're just turning our back on them while we're giving the Ukrainians hundreds of billions of dollars in aid and weapons to fight a proxy war. I'm going to tell you right now, I've already donated. Go online and find a place to donate to the residents of New Palestine. Do what our government is not going to do. We're going to take a break. And again, this is horrific. Listen, here's my issue. The EPA is trying to ban gas stoves, but they're going to burn vinyl chloride and turn it into hydrochloric acid and be okay with it. How is that even normal? When did we go into an alternate universe where up is down, left is right, right is left, down is up? 2012, apparently. Nothing makes sense anymore. Everybody is ass backwards, bass backwards. I don't know what to do anymore. Just help the people of New Palestine and the surrounding area. That's the only thing we can do. Americans are known for their generosity and donations. Our government isn't going to step in. We need to step in. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk some UFOs and MSU shootings. Oh, God. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be right back.
Have you thought about getting into crypto? Are you oblivious on where to start or even what to do? Hit up the Bitcoin pro Jay Motley to help you get started on the path to a better financial situation for free. No hidden fees, no charges, just guidance. Go to bitcoinpro.unitedinvestors.group and get started today. Again, that's bitcoinpro.unitedinvestors.group and tell them W sent you. Have you thought about getting it?
I see it in your eyes. You've been listening to lies. You wanna be what you see on television. There's so much more to lie.
Okay, so this past week, just south of me, about a half hour south of me, was a horrific event that happened at Michigan State University. Three students were killed. I believe it was five, I think it's at now, were wounded by a shooter that just literally walked into Bentley Hall. Just walked in. Walked into Bentley Hall, shot a couple people, walked a quarter of a mile or ran a quarter of a mile into Unity Hall, shot a couple other people, and then got in a car and killed himself. And you can imagine, here in Michigan, we have a Democratic governor, a Democratic-led House, and a Democratic-led Senate. I don't even think the bullets had cooled down before the Democrats were out there just raging about gun control. Just raging about gun control. I want to play for you. It's bite four, clip four. This is the representative of Oxford, Michigan. Now, for those of you who are in tune to the news, and anybody in Michigan will know, Oxford, Michigan just recently had a school shooting. And Alyssa Slotkin, who's our representative, she used that as a precipice for her push for gun control. But I am going to break that down and tear her apart. I'm going to let her say her pre-designed words that are part of the Democrat Party line, and I'm going to stop it, and then I'll let her continue. I'm going to tear her apart because what she is saying is so, so hypocritical, it's not even funny. So, bite four, clip four, I think it is. Let's play this. This is our representative, or the representative in that area, Alyssa Slotkin, trying to tug on your heartstrings to promote gun control. Listen to this, and I will stop it as we go to make my point.
I am filled with rage that we have to have another press conference to talk about our children being killed in their schools.
So she wants to tell you that she's filled with rage because our children are being killed in schools. What about the children that are being aborted, that you promoted, you voted for pro-choice? What about those children? Where do they fall into this? Because the way the Democrats are promoting the abortion topic is, listen, I don't care about this unborn child. I don't care about this child that's being born. But when, oh my God, when it comes to a school shooting where I can, when I can grasp on promoting gun control, removing guns from the hands of lawful citizens, I'm jumping on it. This is hypocritical. Let's continue to listen.
And I would say that you either care about protecting kids or you don't.
Really? So you just said you either care about protecting kids or you don't. You voted pro-life or pro-choice. You voted for the ability for a person to get an abortion. You are the last person that should be telling me that if I don't agree with your gun control position, that I don't have a heart, that I don't care about children. You are allowing millions of children every year to be destroyed, to be murdered. But when it benefits you, Alyssa Slotkin, then I don't have a heart. Contrary to what you are trying to tell me and try and tell everybody, I have more of a heart than you because I care about those children before they are born, not just after they're born, where it benefits you and your Democratic cause. Let's continue to hear the propaganda that is spewing from her mouth. Again, Alyssa Slotkin.
You either care about having an open, honest conversation about what is going on in our society, or you don't. But please don't tell me you care about the safety of children if you're not willing to have a conversation about keeping them safe in a place that should be a sanctuary. But
okay, so let's talk about that. I am more than willing to have you on my show and talk about keeping them safe. If any one of those students were able to legally carry in that hall, in Berkeley or Beckley Hall or Unity Hall, this wouldn't have been anywhere near as tragic. Listen, people are going to find a way to kill people. There are demented, out of order people in this world. This 43-year-old who had no affiliation to Michigan State. Now, I'm going to tell you a little secret. A friend of mine that I know was the original officer that arrested him on the gun charges that he originally had. The defense team for this individual was able to get the charges from a felony down to a misdemeanor, which allowed him to legally obtain another gun. So there's the first problem. This is not a gun problem. There are 400 million guns in this country. Again, I keep reiterating, back in World War II, the reason Japan never invaded the mainland United States is because they knew behind, and I quote, every bush is an American with a gun. They can't beat us. The government knows if they want to take us over, they can't beat us because we have so many guns, so we have to get rid of the guns. You're not going to get rid of the guns. It's impossible. There's 400 million. But this guy who was able to legally obtain a firearm again was able to just walk right in to this Berkeley Hall. And he was able to start shooting people. If you had one individual in that hall that was able to legally carry, that would have been done and over with right there. So the choices are clear. You either have somebody that's responsible and legally able to carry, or you have security guards that are armed in every hall. This is simple. The response is not to remove guns from every law-abiding citizens, because the law-abiding citizens are what are going to make a level playing field with the criminals. Because I don't care what type of gun control you have, the criminals are going to get the guns. Hence, Chicago. Chicago has the most strict gun control laws in the country, and it's a freaking war zone. It's an absolute war zone. Why? Because the common citizen cannot defend themselves. So the only people that have guns are the criminals. And that's what Governor Whitmer and Representative Slotkin here want to perpetuate, is let's get all the guns off the street. It'll be a utopia. No, it'll be a bloodbath. And let's talk about the comment she said when, listen, we need to keep our children safe in a place that should be a sanctuary. She's referring to schools. Shouldn't the womb be a sanctuary? Shouldn't the child be safe in her mother's or his mother's womb? No, the Democrats are all for sticking a jabbing knife up there, essentially, and killing that baby while it's in the mother's womb. There is no greater sanctuary than a mother's womb for an unborn child. But it doesn't matter to the Democrats until it benefits their agenda, and this benefits their agenda. Let's move on with Representative Alyssa Slotkin.
But for me, the most haunting picture of last night was watching the cameras pan through the crowds and seeing a young person wearing an Oxford Strong sweatshirt. The sweatshirts that were handed out after those kids lived through a school shooting 15 months ago. And we have children in Michigan who are living through their second school shooting in under a year and a half. If this is not a wake-up call to do something, I don't know what is.
Listen, this woman's response rings dull with me. I don't get it. I don't respond to it, because this woman voted to kill unborn babies and even babies as they're being born. So don't preach to me about the preciousness of human life and about our children while you are voting to kill them. This is completely, unequivocally a political hit piece by Alyssa Slotkin. But you know it's not going to stop there. We have Governor Whitmer, who is a radical leftist. She has put her two cents in. Clip five, please.
For the first time, I think we've got a legislature that is inclined to move forward, and so I'm grateful for that. I don't take it for granted, though.
She then went on to say this. Clip six, is it?
We know that there are reports that people had called with concerns about the most recent shooter on Michigan State's campus. Had there been extreme risk protection order on the books, perhaps that might have kept him from legally obtaining guns.
And make no mistake, that extreme risk protection order, that's code word for red flag laws. Red flag laws are essentially, you can turn anybody in if you feel that they are a threat. It doesn't matter if they are a threat. If you don't like your neighbor, and you know that your neighbor has guns, you can turn him in and he can lose his guns and lose possibly his freedom. That is what a red flag law is, and that is what Governor Whitmer is proposing here, as well as proposing to get rid of assault rifles. This, don't make any mistake, there are laws already on, ready to go on the books. The Democrats in the House and Senate and Governor Whitmer, they took this opportunity and they're running with it. To the people of Michigan, and listen, Michigan is a huge hunting state. It seems like everybody I know has guns. You can't disarm us unless you put in red flag laws, ban ARs, and have safe storage laws. And what safe storage laws are, and they're coming to Michigan, what they are is if somebody gets a hold of your gun and kills somebody with it, doesn't matter if they're a criminal, doesn't matter at all. It wasn't locked up property. You, since you didn't lock up your firearm properly, that criminal came in, stole your gun, then killed somebody, you're responsible. That is how asinine and ludicrous these laws are. And again, the criminals seem to have more rights than the average citizen in a Democrat-run state. One thing I also noticed is that she conveniently left out that this man who fired and killed three people and then killed himself, thank God, he had already been arrested on gun charges, illegal gun charges, but the defense and the way our legal system is set up right now, as we're just trying to get people in and out of there. And if it means reducing their charges, even though they are a threat, this man is mentally insane or was mentally insane. They knew this. But in order to just expedite him through the system, they dropped the charges to a misdemeanor charge, which allowed him to again obtain a firearm. Red flag laws are not going to stop that. This is a mental health and a legal issue. Until we address those issues, the killings are not going to stop. And she knows this. The Democrats in the state of Michigan and across the country are going to take this tragedy and use it for their political advantage. And I'm not going to say that this doesn't happen on the Republican side. But again, they're going to take this as and use it as an excuse to bring forth red flag laws, to bring forth safe storage laws, and to bring forth bans on automatic rifles or assault rifles. This is all it is. They don't care about this. Alyssa Slotkin, Gretchen Whitmer, if you cared about the children, you would be caring about the children as before they're born. It only benefits you when it benefits you. And it benefits you now, so you're going to stump for gun control. This is the world we live in. All right, we're going to take a last quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about these quote-unquote UFOs that are supposedly being shot down. You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Balassus. I'll be right back.
Welcome to the Ohio Hauntings and Legends podcast. We will be taking you to places you have never dreamt of going. Hundreds, if not thousands, of haunted and abandoned locations. We will visit with the paranormal from your nightmares and try to understand the unexplained. Ohio alone has 88 counties within our state, and virtually each one of those counties has a story to tell. Ohio's history is bloodstained throughout its history. We will be covering more than just Ohio. We will cover the state you live in, the country. Trust me, there are thrills, chills, and we are upping the fright factor with each new stop we make. We will be traveling the world, the globe, looking for the strange, the mysterious, and the frightening. Mostly, we will find the unexplainable. Many of these episodes are genuine. Others are legend or hearsay. Believe those that you choose, or believe in none. It is your choice. Just get comfortable, sit back, dim the lights, and listen.
I see it in your eyes. You've been listening to lies. You wanna be one. Okay, to end the show, we're going to quickly talk about these quote-unquote UFOs that were shot down over America. And I'm going to just put it out there. These are not UFOs like we think they're UFOs. These are not alien interdimensional aircraft. These are balloons. Here's my issue. We are shooting down balloons. And Joe Biden has come out just recently and said, we don't think these are Chinese spy balloons. Then what are you doing spending $500,000, $500,000, to shoot down a balloon? And the one over Lake Michigan, the first one missed. So there was $1 million right there. That's not even including the maintenance and the fuel cost to send these F-22s up there. This is just the latest example of how inept this administration is. They're going to let a known Chinese balloon that had who knows what it had in its payload. They're going to let that traverse 3 days over the United States of America. But then we're going to start shooting down little balloons. And we don't know what they are, supposedly. And that throws up a little bit of a red flag because they do know what they are. They do. They shot one over Alaska. They shot one down over the Yukon. And they shot one down over Lake Huron. So in Canada, they're trying to find out where it went down. How do you not know where it went down? As a fighter pilot, and it was a U.S. fighter pilot, he used a Sidewinder missile, which is almost $500,000 worth of missile. Shot it down. Do you not think that that pilot is going to circle back and see where it landed and give the coordinates so they can go retrieve the payload? Apparently not. Apparently he shoots it and just flies away. And now Canada and the U.S., they're trying to figure out where the hell it is. Yes, I understand the Yukon is a vast territory. But again, you shoot something down, you fly over, you mark the coordinates, and you say, hey, this is down and at these coordinates. It will at least give you a general area. Same thing over Lake Huron, over at the Atlantic Ocean. They didn't have any problem finding that right away, did they? Or over Alaska. We're being told lies in this administration, which touts itself as the most transparent administration in the history of the United States, is far from it. In fact, they are the most secretive administration. Biden won't talk to the press. When he does talk to the press, you can't understand a damn thing he says, and he just mumbles his way through everything, and everybody's okay with that. There comes a point in time where you have to stop and say, enough is enough. We need to know the truth. Why? Why did the EPA burn off the vinyl chloride knowing what's going to happen to it? It's going to turn into hydrogen chloride, which in turn, when it comes into contact with water, turns into hydrochloric acid. Why did they do that? You can sit there and you can listen to Pete Buttigieg say, hey, there's no big deal. I'm not going to give him aid. There's thousands of train derailments every year. How many are spewing volatile chemicals in the air that are killing the fish, killing the water life, the aquatic life, killing pets, killing wildlife, and making humans sick? How many are doing that? To have Pete Buttigieg and the administration tell us there's nothing to worry about is an outright lie. These people need help. They're not getting it from our government. And the more this stuff happens, how many turkey or chicken and egg factories are you seeing go up in flames? You've seen the price of eggs. They're skyrocketing. And oh, is it any coincidence that they're finding that the yolk and the eggs is very good for your immune system and can counter COVID? I mean, it's getting to the point where even I, who thought, okay, I'm getting a little bit overboard when I say the government is trying to destroy the food supply and create food shortages. I mean, literally, you can't make this stuff up. It's happening way, way too often for it to be just a coincidence. And the people just let it go. The people are like, well, that's just happening. Hey, there's thousands of train derailments a year. It doesn't matter if to them that the fact that this one is literally killing. It's killing wildlife. It's killing pets. It's sickening humans. And who knows the side effects and the long-term side effects of what these humans are going to go through. But yet, it's not a big deal, according to our government. It's time to wake up that this administration is actively, they're not even really hiding it anymore. They're actively trying to destroy the food supply. They're trying to destroy people's lives. What other determination can you come up with? Look around you. Stop looking through life with blinders on and look at the big picture. There's too many coincidences to say that this is all random chance. This is not random chance. This is your government at work. So we're going to end the show on that. Sleep tight with that in mind. Remember, go to the Paranormal Patriot podcast page on Facebook. Like the page, share the page, and interact on the page. Go to ghostseeker4@charter.net and let me know of your show ideas or let me know what you think of the show. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll talk to you next week.
Counting the stars like city lights.